metaphorically speaking, that make up Christ's church. We're the building material. He's using us to hold up his church and his kingdom. And the whole building, and this is true in the real life situation too, the whole building rests on a solid foundation. The faith and testimony and life of Jesus Christ, as well as his closest followers, the apostles, New Testament prophets who proclaim and explain the Word of God. This building also rests on the foundation of Old Testament prophets who laid the foundation on which Christ built. The key is not the foundation, however, but the cornerstone. This is a term that comes from Isaiah 28, verse 16. Ephesians can be interpreted with this imagery as a capstone or keystone, as referred to in Psalm 118, verse 22. Paul definitely sets Christ as head over all things. He's the that's a strange way to use the metaphor, but he's the head of all things, and he's the foundation of all things, which kind of refers back to the scriptural indication that he's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the start and the finish. He's the top and the bottom. He is, in fact, everything. So, living stones as you are, the stones are forming a living spiritual temple to glorify the Lord. In the Old Testament, the presence and glory of God inhabited a literal stone building. And ours is literally stone in a different sort of way. But in a metaphorical and spiritual way, we're the building blocks of the kingdom of God. Now God dwells not in a stone or brick and glass building, but he lives in the hearts of us, his believers. Christ is the unifying factor that takes the separate stones and brings them together in a single structure that is his church, his kingdom. This temple is holy. It's set apart for God. In this temple, God receives worship and praise. The hearts of believers is the basic worship place in God's kingdom on earth. This does not mean we should not gather together to worship. A bunch of stones gathering together because we're part of this eternal temple or kingdom or church. So Paul ends this with a pointed reminder to the Gentile Ephesians and Guamanians of Faith Church. Those Gentile Ephesians had no room or reason for self-pity. God had gathered them in. He had included them. And this is true for us today as well. We don't have any reason to be feeling sorry for ourselves. God has taken us into his family. He's built us. And the metaphors can change, but the truth remains. God has made us part of him and part of his kingdom. In Christ, we are being built into God's temple, along with every other type of believer. As I mentioned earlier, I encourage you to pray for persecuted Christians in India and in North Korea and in many places. If you go to Open Doors USA, you'll find that there's lots and lots of people who face persecution for no other reason and they believe Jesus Christ is Lord. They believe that they are part of God's kingdom and God's temple and this structure that is his body, the church, just as we do. But they're facing difficulty. And so we should pray for them and help them if we can. Because all of these stones, all of them sitting here in this room, and all of them that are gathering in far away places around the planet, all of us together form one worship center, the place where God lives, the place where God is with us, totally and truly. He's with us, he lives in us and through us, and is in fact present with us through His Spirit. Praise God, living stones. You don't have to just sit here and hold up the building. You get to go out and share this glorious news that God wants us in His family. He wants us to be used to build up this kingdom. Not just this building, that's just an analogy. But His kingdom, His church, His body is us. Praise Him for that. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You have allowed us to be taught and allowed us to learn of this great truth of who You are. We thank You for it. We thank You that we don't need to throw stones at each other's glass and break windows and cause difficulties, but we can be united in faith in Jesus Christ. We thank You that You are building us into Your eternal kingdom, one at a time, each of us and all of us, part of Your glorious kingdom and part of Your church. Lord, we ask for Your continued guidance and blessing. Show us how we should live as Your people, not only as we worship together, but as we leave this place and serve You everywhere that You've placed us. We thank You and praise You together in Jesus' name alone. Amen.